Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha's Noach, that's Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk says, Vahi kol aretz safa achas, the entire land was one language, Yudvarim achadim, and unified words. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, safa achas l'shana kodesh. Everyone spoke the same language, Yudvarim achadim, and unified words. What does that mean? Bo be'etzo achas v'amru, they all came with the same piece of advice, they had the same idea, and they said, Loi kol emenu sheyavar lo yisal yanim, he doesn't have the right to choose to live in the upper realms. Now l'rekiy v'nasa yumechama, let's go up to the heavens and wage a war with him. Another understanding is Al-Yichidah Shel Olam, you're waging a war against the unique one of the world. Davar Acher, another understanding is Dvarim Achadim, Amr they said, Achas L'Elef V'Tof Reish Nun Vav Shanim Harkim Ismaitet. Once every 1,656 years, the heavens collapse. K'shem She'aseh Me'a Mabul, like it did in the times of the Mabul. Ba'i V'Nasol Asa Moiches, let's go make supports for it. So back to Chomash Pasuk Beis, Vayhi B'Nasa Mikedem, it was in their coming from the east. Vayim Tzubikon, they found the valley Be'eretz Shinar in the land of Shinar, Vayesh V'Sham, and they dwelled over there. Let's see Rashi V'Hir Pasuk Beis, B'Nasa Mikedem, Shayu Yashvim Sham, they were living over there. Like it says previously, and they traveled from there to scope out a place that could hold all of them, and they only found Shinar. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, and each man said to his friend, let's go make some bricks, and burn them in a fire, and the bricks served for them as a stone, and the chemer was used as plaster. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, that means one nation to the other. Mitzrayim told Kush, Kush leput and put told Kenan Hava. That means Hasminu atzmechem. Come, get yourselves ready. Kol Hava is l'shen hazmanu. It's a l'shen of preparation. Shemechinim atzmam u'mechabrim malacha. It's preparing yourself to join together for a malacha, or le'etzor for a plan, or le'masor for an undertaking. Hava is hazminu. Levenim, what's bricks? She'ein avon in Bavil. There's no stones in Bavil. She'ei bebeka, because it's a valley. The nisr for l'sreifa. Kach oisma levenim. That's how you make bricks. Shekarim tavel shbulaz. That's called tiles in old French. That's how you make tiles. Sarfin oisim bekivshan. You have to fire them up in a furnace. Chaimer Latuach Hakir, they're going to use it as plaster for the walls. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalud, Vayemur, and they said, Hava kam nivna lanu ir, let's go build a city, umigdol and a tower, v'roisha bashamayim, and its top will be all the way in the heavens. V'nas lanu shaman, we'll make a name for ourselves, pen nafutz al pene kal arts, lest we become dispersed across the entire earth. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalud, pen nafutz shalo yavio lenu shom makal hafitzenu mikan, so we can't have any makor or anything that comes that will spread us out from here. Let's see Rashi, let's go back to Chumash Pasuk, hey, Vayerd Hashem, and back to Chumash Pasuk, hey, Vayerd Hashem, liras sa'ir as a migdol, and Hashem descended to see the city and the tower, Asher Banu Bnei Adam, that the sons of Adam built. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey, Vayer Hashem Liras. Lo Hotzrich Lekach, Hashem didn't have to do that. Alabot Lam Ledayanim, this teaches us about Dayanim, about judges, Shalayar Shiu Hanida and Achiru Vyavinu, that their knowledge say that someone is bad, someone did something wrong, until they actually see and they understand, Major Shevitan Chuma. And the Pasuk called them Bnei Ha'adam, sons of man, El Bnei Mi, so who are they the sons of, if not the sons of man? Shem Bnei Chamar and Gumalim, were they the sons of donkeys and camels? El Bnei Adam Arishan, they're being called the sons of Adam Arishan, that he denied the good that Hashem gave him. And he said, it was the woman that you gave to be with me, she gave me from the Eitz Hadas. These also, they were ingrates against the one that had saved them from the Mabul, and they just decided to rebel against him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. Hashem said, behold, we have one nation, and they have the same language. And this they begin to do. The Ata now, shouldn't it be withheld from them, all that they designed to do? Let's go down and let's mix up their language, so that each man can't understand the language of his friend. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Vav. They have all this goodness, that they're one nation, and they all speak the same language, and they've begun to do this. Pasuk Zayin in Rashi, he, so to speak, asked his Bezdin advice, from his extreme humility, talking about the Anava of Hashem. Hava, Mida Keneged Mida. This is Mida Keneged Mida. They said, Hava Nivna, come, let's go build a city. V'hu Keneged Madad V'Amar. And he opposite them said, Hava Nerda, let's go down. V'Navla Unababel and mix up. Nun Mishamash B'Shain Rabin V'Hachreni Seira, Lo Yishmu, Zeh Shoyal Levein of Zeh Mevitit. This one asks for a brick and the other one just brings cement. Zeh Oymed Olav Patseas Meche. This one comes and breaks his head because he brought him the wrong thing. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. V'Yafatz Hashem Oysa Misham Al Pnei Kol Arz. Hashem scattered them from there across the entire face of the earth, and they ceased from building the city. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, Vayafetz Hashem Oysa Misham, Pa'el Mazen, this world, Masha Amru, what they had said, Pen Nafutz, lest we get scattered, Niskayim Aleihem, that actually happened to them. Husha Amr Shlomo, that's what Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, Megayras Rasha, the fear of the wicked, Hitvayanu, that's going to come to him. They were afraid they were going to get scattered, and that's what Hashem did to them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Alken Kar Shma Bavel, that's why this area was called Bavel, Kisham Balal Hashem Sfas Kal Ar. Ha'aretz, because over there Hashem mixed up the language of all of the entire world. U'misham hafitzam Hashem, and from there Hashem scattered them al pnei kol ha'aretz, onto the face of the entire earth. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk tes, u'misham hafitzam, over there he scattered them, limit she'elam chelik l'olam haba. This teaches that they don't have a chelik in olam haba. Now Rashi asks the following question, v'chi ezu kasha, which one had a worse sin? Shall dar ha'mabal or shall dar ha'flaga? The people of the generation of the mabal, or of this generation called the dar ha'flaga? Elu loy pashtu yad be'ikar, the people of the dar ha'mabal, they didn't deny the very fundamental basic of belief in Hashem. They really were just giving into the Yetzer Hara and their evil inclination by stealing and doing terrible things. But ve'elu pashtu yad be'ikar lilachem bay. But these of the dar ha'flaga, they denied the very fundamentals. Ve'elu nishtfu, but the dar ha'mabal, they were completely deluged with a flood. Ve'elu loy navdu min ha'olam. And these of the dar ha'flaga, they weren't destroyed from the world. So why is it the dar ha'flaga that seemed to have sinned in a worse way than dar ha'mabal, they got punished in a less severe way? So Rashi answers, el shadar ha'mabal ha'igazlanim, they were thieves. Ve'haisim ruvi b'neim, and they used to fight with each other. L'kach nevdu, that's why they were destroyed. Ve'elu and the dar ha'flaga ha'yunaygin ava v'reis b'neim, they had so much love and brotherhood between them. Shneimer says in the pasuk, safa echas u'dvar machadim, they had one language and they were unified in what they thought. L'mata, this teaches you shesanu ha'machlekes, the machlekes is hated, it's terrible. The gadol hashalim, and peace is so great, it's so wonderful. Even if the people that have this peace aren't really the best people, but at least they're displaying peace, love, and brotherhood. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod. Elo told us Shem, these are the generations of Shem. Shem ben Ma'as Shana. Shem was 100 years old. Ve'elod has Harpachshad, and he had Harpachshad. Shnasayim achra Mabel, 2 years after the Mabel. Vayechi Shem achra Eliezer Harpachshad, and Shem lived after he gave birth to Harpachshad. Chamesh Ma'as Shana, 500 years. Ve'elod banu banis, and he had many sons and daughters. Harpachshad chay Chamesh Yishleshim Shana. Harpachshad lived for 35 years. Ve'elod has Shalach, and he had Shalach. Vayechi Harpachshad achra Eliezer Shalach. He lived after he gave birth to Shalach. Shalach Shana v'arba Ma'as Shana, 403 years. Ve'elod banu banis, and he had sons and daughters. V'shalach chay Shleshim Shana. Shalach lived for 30 years. Ve'elod has Aver, and he had Aver. Vayechi Shalach achra Eliezer Aver. After he had Aver, he lived Shalach Shana v'arba Ma'as Shana, 403 years. Ve'elod banu banis, he had sons and daughters. Vayechi Aver arba Shleshim Shana, and Aver lived for 34 years. Ve'elod has Peleg, and he had Peleg. Vayechi Aver achra Eliezer Peleg, and Aver lived after he gave birth to Peleg Shleshim Shana v'arba Ma'as Shana, 430 years. Ve'elod banu banis, and he had sons and daughters. Vayechi Peleg Shleshim Shana, Peleg lived for 30 years. Ve'elod has Reu, and he had Reu. Vayechi Peleg achra Eliezer Reu, he lived for Teisha Shana u'Masayim Shana, 209 years. Ve'elod banu banis, he had sons and daughters. Vayechi Reu Shtayim u'Shleshim Shana, ve'elod has Serug. Reu lived for 32 years, and then he had Serug. Vayechi Reu achra Eliezer Serug Sheva Shana u'Masayim Shana, he lived 207 years after he had Serug. Ve'elod banu banis, and he had sons and daughters. Vayechi Serug Shleshim Shana, Serug lived for 30 years. Ve'elod has Nachar, and he had Nachar. Vayechi Serug achra Eliezer Nachar, after he had Nachar, he lived Masayim Shana, 200 years. Ve'elod banu banis, and he had sons and daughters. Vayechi Nachar Teisha ve'esrim Shana, ve'elod has Tarach. Nachar lived for 29 years, and he had Terach. Vayechi Nachar achra Eliezer Terach, and after Nachar had Terach, he lived Teisha Esrei Shana Ma'as Shana, 119 years. Ve'elod banu banis, he had sons and daughters. Vayechi Terach Shivim Shana, and Terach lived for 70 years. Ve'elod has Avram, and he had Avram, Es Nachar ve'Es Haron, these three children. Ve'elod told us Terach, these are generations of Terach. Terach ha'elod Avram, Es Nachar ve'Es Haron. He had Avram, Nachar, and Haron. Ve'Haron ha'elod this light, and Haron had light. Ve'yamas Haron al pnei Terach aviv, and Haron died in front or in the presence of Terach, his father, be'eretz Ma'ilatoy, in the land of his birth, be'ur kazdim in ur kazdim. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chavches al pnei Terach aviv. What does it mean b'chay aviv in the life of his father? And umedrash Hagadah, there's a medrash that says yesh aymrim shayidei aviv meis, he died because of his father. What does that mean? Shekabal Terach al Avram b'nai lifnei Nimrod al shekites tzlamav. That Terach actually tattled on, or he denounced Avram his son to Nimrod because he broke all of his idols. V'shlicha l'kivshan esh, and he threw him into a fiery furnace. V'haron yoshev aymrim b'libay. Haron was watching this, and he said to himself, "Im Avram nitzach ani mishalai. If Avram he's successful, if he wins, I'm going to be part of him. I'm going to be with him. V'im Nimrod nitzach ani mishalai. But if Nimrod wins, I'm going to be part of his group." Uchshenitzal Avram, and when Avram was saved, Amru loy l'Haron, they asked Haron, "Mishel miata? Who do you belong to? Whose camp? Avram's or Nimrod's?" Amru lahem Haron. Haron told him, "Mishel Avram ani. I'm part of Avram's camp." Hishlichul kivshon eish v'nisraf. They threw him into the fiery furnace, and he was burned. V'zeh ur kazdim. That's the understanding of ur kazdim. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Tes. V'ikach Avram v'nachar lahem nashim. And Avram Nachar took for themselves wives. Shem Eshes Avram Sarai. The name of the wife of Avram was Sarai. V'shem Eshes Nachar Milka. And the name of the wife of Nachar was Milka. Bas Haran, the daughter of Haran, Avi Milka v'Avi Yiska, the father of Milka and Yiska. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Tes. Yiska, the Zu Sarah. This is referring to Sarah. Ashem Shesachsa Ruach HaKodesh, because she saw her, she would gaze with Ruach HaKodesh, and V'shehakol Seichin B'yafya, everyone would gaze at her beauty. V'aydin, furthermore, Yiska is L'shein Nesichos. This is an expression of nobility, Kemai, similar to Sarah, which is L'shein Surara. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Vatihi Sarai Akara. Sarah was barren, ain love alud, she didn't have a child. Vaykach Terach has Avram Benai, and Terach took Avram his son, Vez Loit Ben Haran Ben Benai, and Loit the son of Haran, his grandson, Vez Sarai Kalasai, and Sarai Sarah his daughter-in-law, Eshes Avram Benai, the wife of Avram his son, Vayetsu Itam Me'ur Kazdim, and he went out with them from Ur Kazdim, Lechaz Arza Canaan, to go to the land of Canaan, Vayvayu Ad Charon, Vayeshu Sham, and they got to Charon, and they dwelled over there. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayetsu Itam, Vayetsu Terach, Va'Avram Im Loit V'Sarai, Terach and Avram went with Loit and Sarai. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayu Yimei Terach, and the days of Terach were Chomesh Shanim Masayim Shana, 205 years, Vayomas Terach B'Charon, and Terach died in Charon. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayomas Terach B'Charon, La'ach Shoyotza Avram Mecharon. This was after Avram already left Charon, Ubal Eretz Canaan, and got to Eretz Canaan. V'Hayo Sham Yosim Shishim Shana, he was there more than 60 years. Sharei Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'Avram and Chomesh Shanim Shishim Shanim Seisim Mecharon, Avram was 75 when he left Charon, V'Terach Ben Shivim Shana Hayek Shana Le Avram, and Terach was 75 when he gave birth to Avram. Harei Kofim Hela Terach Shiyatza Avram Mecharon. Terach was only 145 when Avram left Charon. Adai Nishru Mishnais of Harbe, so Terach actually had a lot left to his life. So why is the Pasuk says that Terach died before Avram actually had left Terach? It seems to be that Avram left after Terach died, but that's really not true. Avram left before Terach died. Why is it the Pasuk says it out of order? That's why everyone shouldn't really know exactly the sequence of events. The Yomer, and people would say, that Avram wasn't Mekayim Kibud Aviv, that he left him as an old person and he just went. That's why the Pasuk said that he died. Rishayim, even when they're alive, they're called Mesim, they're called dead. And it's Tzadik, even after they die, they're still called alive. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, ben Ishchai, the son of the living man. And the Parsha had concluded with the word Becharon in Charon. And Hanun Hafucha, the Nun is actually upside down. In the Torah, if you look inside the Torah, it's written upside down. Lomer L'cha to tell you, Ad Avram, up until Avram, Charoin Af Shel Makayim, Hashem had this anger towards the world. However, Avram, he's the one that started revealing Hashem, so the anger was only up until Avram, but not from then on. With this, we conclude Parshas Noach. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.